I wanted to bring a message for Lent about giving up and putting in. So I'm during my giving up times, I am like giving up my lunch meals, and I'm trying to do the snacks in between, giving those up as well. And that way I'm just eating breakfast and dinner. And during that time, if I get the munchies or I get hungry, I try to practice the ones I've memorized, the scriptures I've already memorized. Well, there's a lot of scripture that actually talks about memorizing the word of God. Once God tells us to learn scripture by heart. And one of these is Deuteronomy 6:6-7. And in the King, I'm memorizing in the New King James Version because it's more literal and it's very poetic. But I still like to teach from the NIV. So I'm going to read it in the NIV, Deuteronomy 6:6-7. And I'll share some of the insights that are from the New King James. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. So God is telling us in the scripture, he wants our lives to be filled up with and lived out in the word of God. I've never met anybody who's memorized the whole Bible. I've heard some people actually quote a whole book of the Bible, usually a small something in the New Testament, a small letter of John or something like that. But I've never heard anybody who's able to quote the whole Bible. I don't know if that's a possibility. Maybe it is. I think if we worked at it hard enough, we might. But we usually, when we go to memorize scripture, we usually look for special comfort, promises of comfort. Or a special, not promises of comfort, but just verses of comfort and special promises. Promises like Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. Verses of comfort like all of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. But God, when he wants us to memorize his word, it seems like what he's trying to do is to get inside of our hearts things about our behavior and our relationship with him. And that's what this verse does. And it's in the NIV. It says, these words that I teach or these words that I give you today are to be in your heart. They say it on your hearts, these commandments. Well, there's a reason why the NIV translates it that way. But I like the idea of the words on our hearts. Are in our heart. If you look at a couple of things, a couple of verses before this, verses 4 and 5, they are called the Jewish Shema. It's the thing that they always repeat. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And these commands. Are these words that I give you? I'm quoting from what I've memorized. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and talk of them when you sit in your house or sit in your home. Yeah, sit in your house, when you walk in the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. So that's called the Shema. And it is very relational, but it's also behavioral. It's also moral. And that's what God is trying to do. He's trying to mix those two together in our hearts. Right before this, the chapter before this, God has just repeated the Ten Commandments in chapter 5. This is chapter 6. In chapter 5, he's just repeated the Ten Commandments. And so that's why the NIV translates these commandments, which I give you today. You know, shall be upon your hearts. And that's about moral behavior. And we say, why is God so concerned about moral behavior? It's because of who we are. We are created in the image and we're supposed to represent. We're supposed to imitate a holy God. He is holy. He's He's totally moral. He's totally holy. And, you know, we're really not happy until we are who we are. And we find and discover who we are. And one of those things is find out that we are created in the image of a holy God, and we're not happy until we're holy. We're not happy until we're holy. But Jesus mixed these two together. He wanted to show it's relational, but it's also behavioral. It's like they're together. They're mixed together. When he was quoting from Deuteronomy 8:3, when he was quoting and rebuking Satan, he said, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." This is from, and the quote that we have in the New Testament is from the King, is from the Septuagint translation, the Greek Septuagint. And that word is the same word that's used in verse 6 of this chapter. It's the word rhema, rhema. And this word means the spoken word. God wants his word in our hearts because he wants to speak from the inside personally to us. He wants to speak personally. We're supposed to tell scriptures to others, but it's never to be a mechanical thing. It's always to be a personal thing. And God does want us to share the word with others. And that's another question. To whom are we supposed to share this word? Well, at first it starts with the closest to us. Impress them on your children. Impress these words on your children, these commandments on your children. And the Hebrew word impress or teach diligently is actually a word that means repeat, but it's the kind of repeat that you have a knife on a whetting stone and you're rubbing the whetting stone. You keep on rubbing it and rubbing it, and you don't stop until it's nice and sharp. And you know, it's just not a one-time deal to tell your kids, well, you listen, I told my kids the gospel when they were kids. Hey, I've already told them the gospel. This command here is for us to repeat. And how long? Well, how long are they our kids? They're our kids our whole lives, right? So our whole lifetime, we're supposed to be repeating this to our children, sharing this our entire lifetime. And it has to come out of the heart. It has to be something that we live out, not just in word, but in deed. Our children and relatives, if they come to our house, they should be able to say, hey, you know, this person that I'm here with is actually living out the word of God. That's what they're doing. We should have that testimony that God's word is in our hearts, and they should know that. And it should be apparent also to those on the outside. People, you know, this passage is talking not just about a private thing, it's about a public thing too. So when should we be living out this word of God, or this, let's put it this way, God's word-focused lifestyle, a God's word-focused lifestyle. That's a new term. I don't know if I've ever heard it before. But it's all the time. And that's what he's saying here in this passage, all the time. Talk about them, these words, these commands. Talk about them when you sit at home. You know, people come to your house, they should say, you know, they're always turning the conversation around to something spiritual. Why is that? If I start talking about something, we should turn the conversation around and put God's perspective on it. You know, people come, they want to talk about politics. Okay, let's talk about the real politics of the return of Christ the King to rule over all nations. That's going to be a great day. Or they talk about the pandemic, and you hear on the TV, fear of death, fear of death, fear of death. I mean, it's just like over and over. I mean, that's why we turned the TV off. We couldn't stand it anymore. And you know, when people talk about death, it's time to talk about what takes the fear of death away. Faith in Christ, when you put your faith in the resurrected Christ, and he promised, I'm going to take you to be where I am. I mean, you know, we have no more fear of death. And that's something we can turn the conversation around. Finances. People talk a lot about finances, and you say, well, you know, God promises that he's going to supply my need. And that's what I trust. And here's the thing. You know that certain people come to your house and they talk about things. or when you're with them, they're always got this one thing on their conversation, or they've got a few things that they major on. Well, think in advance of things that you could say. Be creative, and plan ahead, and look up the scriptures and say, I would, you know, next time that person shares that, I'm going to try to get that scripture in there. Be creative, you know. And then when you walk along the road, so we are public, and we're supposed to be talking about these things when we walk along the road, when we're out in public too. And you know something, sometimes they say, well, I'm shy. What if they don't want me to attend? Here's the thing. They live in this country. This is a country that started anyway based on the Bible. I mean, it started, people, they quoted from the Bible when they made their speeches. I mean, the politicians did. And we say, well, this is a country where we should assume they know about the Bible. So we might say, when they're talking about something and they see something in nature, and you say, well, that reminds me of what the Bible says. And that's where we pull something out of our heart. You know, God has created everything to praise him. The stars in their courses praise the Lord. And you say, well, you know, should I share that with them? I think we should. Because, you see, we're to talk about this publicly, when we're in the way outside our houses. When you lie down, and you know sometimes you can't get to sleep, put yourself to sleep with the comforting words of God. And when you get up, you know, awake and start the day talking to your soul. Tell your soul what it should be doing today. It should be praising the Lord. And you know, there's a great verse. If God wants us to have our lives filled up with and lived out with the Word of God, then we might want to start the day with Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. I think what I'm going to do is actually I'm going to print this out and put it somewhere in my bedroom when I get up, and I'm going to quote it until I can memorize it by heart. Praise the Lord, O my soul. You mean you talk to your soul? Yeah. Hey, soul, praise the Lord. Come on, soul, praise the Lord. You know, that's talking to your soul. So praise the Lord, O my soul. And all my inmost being, all that is within me, bless his holy name or praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's a good way to start the day, isn't it? Well, that's what I have to share. And I think the more we put God's word into our hearts, the happier we'll be, because it will help us to live holy and be more like him. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for these many verses. I mean, there are so many verses that tell us to memorize your word and that exalt your word in our hearts. I pray, Father God, that you'd help us to hide your word in our hearts and then to live it outwardly, openly, by talking about it all throughout the day, have it upon our lips and from our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.